From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian airliner crash in Egypt not due to pilot error. Senior officials at Metrojet have ruled out any technical failure or human error from the airline, blaming external reasons for the plane crash that killed all 224 people aboard. Metrojet Deputy Director for Aviation Alexander Smirnov says the plane was damaged in a way that did not allow it to continue to fly. He said the only way to explain the crash is what he called some kind of external action. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in a parliamentary election Sunday. He said the people of Turkey have voted for stability. Mr. Erdogan's remarks were an apparent reference to the Western media's often critical coverage of his government's policies, which they say stifled criticism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev Monday that the United States is appreciative of his support for nuclear nonproliferation and the fight against Islamic State insurgents. The top U.S. diplomat stopped in the Kazakh capital of Astana as part of a four-day tour of former Soviet states in Central Asia. The United Nations Security Council has condemned Sunday's attack by Somali militant group Al-Shabaab on a Mogadishu hotel. That attack left at least 12 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. The council praised the response by Somalia's army, which killed all of the attackers, and stated that terrorism in all of its forms and manifestations is one of the most serious threats to global peace. This is VOA News. The White House says U.S. Special Operations troops sent to Syria will not be there to engage in raids or combat. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the troops are intended to be a force multiplier that will allow for those on the front lines of the fight against ISIL to better their efforts to take the territory back. But he admitted that U.S. troops may have to engage the enemy. China's top family planning authority says the country's one-child policy will continue to be implemented until new rules allowing couples to have two children go into effect. The announcement by the National Health and Family Planning Commission contradicts remarks by officials in Hunan province who told a local newspaper that those currently pregnant with a second child would not be punished. China has started to implement a new set of revised criminal laws that include punishments for internet users for what the government calls starting rumors through the web. According to the new law effective November 1st, when netizens pass on what's called false information via Weibo and other social media outlets, or post messages that, quoting now, fabricate false, dangerous, disease, disaster, or police information on forum boards, they can be prosecuted and sentenced up to 7 years in prison. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have agreed to quickly resolve a decades-long dispute over Korean women forced to serve as sex slaves during Japan's occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. The two leaders made the promise during a bilateral summit in Seoul on Monday. A new study of ice formation in Antarctica could challenge conventional wisdom that the continent is losing ice. An article says satellite data shows the ice sheet in Antarctica gained 112 billion tons of ice. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.